You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, everyone, to Talking It Out with Batzer Nation. This week, we're changing it up a little bit. We're answering your relationship questions, and usually we get into our hot takes, but this is going to be a flurry of hot takes. So we're going to get right into the questions. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
I'm glad you asked how I'm doing, man, because I wanted you to ask that. But I'm great. Just moving to my new apartment complex. Can't wait to, furnish it. And finally be back here in Austin, man. How are you?
Good, man. Good. Just getting a little under the weather earlier in the week, but I'm feeling better and back at it, man. Glad to be with you again.
Interested
in what the audience, because the audience came through with some amazing questions. So shout out to all the TIO fans out there. Are you ready, Mike?
Dude, I just have to say, I just want to say thank you and shout out to all of our listeners. Past 10 days, I've been around, although maybe on the East Coast, and okay. So many people came up to me saying that they love our podcast, and they love you. They like me sometimes.
Stop it.
Just super happy, man. It was an honor, so I want to make sure that you get that credit as well.
It's good, man. That just makes us want to put out more good content.
You have no idea. I'm like, oh, God, you're listening. I got to be sure I'm better. But let's get right into these, man.
All right, buddy. So I'll start off. I want to see what your thoughts are on this. Somebody wrote in, what can I do to meet people besides using dating apps? The app game just isn't for me.
I completely understand that. App game isn't for me either. It might be for the same reason or different reasons. I say the app game isn't for me just because I'm getting annoyed in the sense of like lazy, lackadaisical when it comes to the apps. I'm not trying to like check an app and I'm just gonna be like, yo, let's meet up here at this spot. And then also with the apps, if they don't respond for 2-3 days, it's just, no. I just rather meet somebody in person. The way that since I've been back in Austin, I've lived here in my place for 2 days now. I've had tons of great opportunities, I guess you would say, and exposure to meeting people. And it's not because on TV, it's just because I'm going after and doing the things that I truly desire. Like for my goal, my biggest goal that I have right now, my big, hairy, audacious goal, I'm walking into that. What I mean by walking into that is doing the steps in order to get that goal. And I'm meeting people that are like-minded.
Along the way.
Yeah, and so to me, that's like super, super, super helpful. And for me also, as a small business owner, I try to, normally when I was in Mexico, obviously, and then before, I would work inside of my house. Now, I try to work in different co-working spaces.
Nice.
And just to meet up with people that way.
I mean, I have a little different take on the apps, man. Like, I love the apps when I was single back in the day. I mean, I came from a situation where I was a workaholic. So I was in an office Monday through sometimes even Saturday late. Well, Monday through Friday, late into the evenings and then Saturday morning. So it's like Saturday night and Sunday, I just wanted to chill. So it's like, when was I going to get out? Go to a social setting and ask for a number. It was just too much. So I felt like the apps were a good icebreaker. I got straight to the point. I asked a girl out on a date. It was straight to the point. Perfect for my situation.
Yeah.
But if you're not down for the apps, I agree with you, man. I think a networking situation, like maybe in your profession, is like perfect, right? There's like great synergy there. You guys are like-minded. You're doing the same types of things. So I would say definitely networking events. I like workout classes.
Yes.
Right. Workout classes, but get your fitness on. I think it's easier to be able to speak to people. You know what I mean? If you're like in the say, hey, you want to be my partner or whatever the case may be. I think that it's like an easy icebreaker in a sense as well.
I like how you said workout classes instead of the gym, because the gym, I cannot, I've never to this day hollered at a girl in the gym. I just,
I cringe.
Like, yeah, it's cringe. It's like, it's like off limits to me in my brain. You cannot holler at a girl or a guy in the gym. Like, you can't, that's just, don't be hollering at people in the gym. That's just a thing. But workout classes, like you said, that incites conversation.
Exactly, man. I can't tell you how many times, like, I get secondhand embarrassment. Yes. Like, you see a beautiful woman. I remember there was one situation in particular. I saw a very attractive woman working out, headphones on, like she was in the zone, hat mm-hmm. down. Mm-hmm. That's like
clearly showing you screams, I don't want to be
don't mess with me. Exactly. Yeah. And dude just like comes behind her and like taps her on the shoulder. And
it is
like,
crazy, bro.
Can you lower the say like, what's your name? And if she's like, huh? Like, do you see I'm not working out right now?
The girls, you're right. They have on the hat. They sometimes have on a hoodie or way oversized clothes, the headphones. Bro, she's clearly saying, it's like when you, I'm sure, I don't know about you, but with me, I really don't like talking when I'm on the airplane. So I'm wearing some form of a hat or a hoodie. I used to love when it was COVID because I had the mask all the way up. Nobody knew who I was. And I had the hip, and I wore the oversized headphones like we're wearing right now, clearly indicating I'm not trying to have a conversation right now.
Right, yeah.
So when someone wants to talk to you, you got to, like, you know, overdo it. Yes?
I feel you on that. I feel you on that. What about, I personally don't like it, but meeting someone through, like, friends or family, maybe?
No.
And I'm not about that.
No. Why aren't you about it right quick?
I mean, I think there's two sides to it. Like, for me personally, I just don't want that awkward situation where if it doesn't work out, then it's like awkward between the person that introduced us and then us. But then at the same time, like, this was back in the day when I was possibly a little bit more mature. But I think now I see the error in my ways back then. And I think I would have been able to have a conversation with that person and be like, look, I don't see it, you know, in a nice way. I don't see
what
this,
was the error in your ways?
I guess I wouldn't communicate in the proper way. Like, now I think I would say more like, hey, listen, you're a great person. I just don't think it's in the cards for us romantically, but I'd love to be friends with you. Kind of like to keep the peace between everybody and everybody could still hang out, no issues. And I think back in the day, I just wouldn't communicate it in that way. And it was kind of just like, we just like stopped talking and that was it.
Not fair, man. People have tried to do that a few times for me. Maybe like four times that I could think of, like last year or whatever. And it's so, like you said, awkward and peculiar because, like, I have this friend. I want to be respectful to my friend. They're introducing me to one of their friends. And it's like, they're not my style, you know? And then what do you say? And so I'm
you don't want to hurt their feelings.
Yeah, you don't want to hurt their feelings or the other person's feelings. And it's just peculiar. I'd rather stay away from it. Well, let's keep it moving, man.
Let's do it.
All right, so one of our listeners sent this in. I just found out that my fiance cheated on me a few years back, but he swears it was only one time, and it didn't mean anything because he was drunk. We're getting married in a month. Am I crazy to go forward with the wedding? What are your thoughts?
Wow. So hold on. Let me break this down for the audience.
Yeah.
Cheated on her a few years back. Mm-hmm. We are now fast forward a month before the wedding.
Yep. They're engaged.
Am I crazy to go forward? Absolutely. You need to run, girl. Like,
Why should she run?
Okay. So Well, he number one, he cheated. That's okay. One. But then he cheated. He's basically been holding on to this for a few years. And he tells you a month before the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mike, I don't know about you, but I mean, obviously you'll get there one day. But a month before our wedding, shit was paid for. Okay. Yeah. People were invited. Music, food, location, venue, everything was paid for. You know what I mean? So, like, talk about insult to injury. It's like that talk needed to be had prior to any wedding planning whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? So I think that was just – that was like a double slap in the face right there. I just think it sets a horrible precedent moving forward into a marriage. I mean, mm-hmm. right there, you got trust issues. You got disrespect. Mm-hmm. You got loyalty issues and
you got secondhand embarrassment because, like you said, you invited people.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, everything is set by a month away. And mm-hmm. at the end of the day, like, that is your entire life. Right. Like, you take this plunge. Mm-hmm. This is for life, mm-hmm. you know, as marriage is set up to be. So I just think this was a sign from God to cut him loose. What do you think?
Let me ask you this first before I go into my thoughts. Do you think that he should have said anything in the first place?
I mean, apparently it was eating away at him. So I feel like eventually, you know, it was going to come out. You know, maybe obviously I don't know the situation, but maybe he felt guilty.
I'm sure.
You know, but I don't want to go get into this marriage and then tell her, like, I'd rather tell her before and suffer the consequences. Maybe that's what he was thinking. But I just think he made the mistake of waiting so long. It's like,
correct,
come clean right away or shortly thereafter. You know, the whole I'm drunk. I mean, are you going to ever be alone and get drunk in the future?
Drunk like, again. Yeah, for sure.
Like, that could happen again. Like, what are you saying? You can't control yourself? So I don't know.
I completely agree with you. My hot take is the exact same as yours on this one, or my response to it, because she is, or I'm assuming it's a she, the fiance now, like you said, has trust issues. You know, and you can't have trust issues going into a marriage. You just can't. I mean, because a relationship is based off of trust at the end of the day, right? Trust, faith, and love. And so I asked you the question, should he have just kept it to himself? No. He should have brought it up.
Yeah.
That was good for him to get that off his chest, off his conscience. The timing was atrociously wrong. He should have said that shit way a long time ago. He should have said it when he did it, you know. And then also, if they do get married, every time he gets drunk and or tipsy and or has a drink in his hand, what do you think his fiance and or spouse is going to be thinking?
Yeah.
And I can't even be mad at them for that, right? They're going to have that in their head. And
they have insecurities for a reason, right?
Exactly. And so it's not necessarily the cheating, which, you know, you shouldn't cheat. It's the fact that he did that shit a month before, or not necessarily did the act, but told you a month before the wedding. That's wrong. That's just wrong right there. I'm not going to say that. Like, I think, like, I've said it before, you know, if my girlfriend, wife cheated, well, my wife cheated on me. I think we can get through it. But in this situation, in this case, at very least the wedding will be on hold.
Postponed.
Yeah, postponed. We're going to say this is COVID times too, shit.
And the deposit has already been been set. So
that's
crazy, I don't know. I don't know. Man. They might be losing some money out on that one.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, just embarrassed. You know, I got my sister. I got my family coming from different parts of the States and or a different country.
And what are you going to
tell me this shit? Like what I'm getting mad. I'm getting mad for this person right now. Like, who the hell?
What do you say? Like, do you come clean to, like, everybody that this is what happened? Like, what lie do you tell the guests to, like, avoid?
Oh, you're talking about, like, the spouse? Like, I don't think it's upon the spouse to – that individual's business. I would be like, if that was – like, hey, you telling everybody what the F you just did.
Okay, so, like, as far as a couple, like, you guys come clean and let the guests know, hey, listen, we're postponing
I'm
the
not
wedding.
Saying,
why?
My wife would have to say that shit. I'm not going to – that's her business. She did that. She got to take that L. she gonna have to take that L. Hey, Mike ain't do it.
It's all on them.
You had to take that. You. Let's keep it moving, man.
All right, man. Mike, what is the biggest thing you learned about yourself and love through your time on The Bachelorette?
First thing that comes to my mind is what I said, I believe, last week. You know, post show, you get to meet these people that we see on these screens, whether it's a TV, a laptop, cell phone, right? And we have these, like, aspirations to be like them or think all this amazing stuff about them. But then you really get to hang out with them, kick it with them, you know, talk shit with them. Sometimes, you know, become lifelong friends with them. They're the same as us. And it helps you to realize, like, we're all human beings. We all go through things. We all have the same 24 hours in this world. You know, just one struggles. Someone else that you admire had those same struggles, if not even higher. Yeah. And so I think that's...
And different struggles, potentially.
And different struggles, yeah, for me was really helpful. Specifically to the question, like, big thing I learned about myself and love through my time on The Bachelorette, I am so straightforward, almost to a fault. Like, my homies say that I'm extremely confident, and I come across that way, and sometimes it could be...
Not cocky, but confident.
No, it's not cocky. It's just more like, hey, I would love to take you on a date. And I'm almost expectant. in my brain. It's like, I would love to take you on a date. I want to treat you X, Y, Z. And I'm just extremely confident in that regard, because on the show, you don't get much time. You don't know when you're going to see that person next. And I that's how I feel about stuff, you know? And then when it comes to like the biggest thing I learned about myself, specifically from the show, I learned that it would be a positive, which is I'm going to stand up for what I believe in. I'm gonna stand on it. Yeah, and I did. That's what I learned about myself.
Roger. Amen. I think you spoke a little bit on it as far as, you know, the little amount of time that we have on the show, and you know that environment can be, in essence, like a pressure cooker, right? And I just think that I learned that in that situation, you're stronger than you actually think sometimes. And, you know, like what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Like I learned like how to be my most vulnerable self, knowing that, you know, I was going to put myself out there no matter what and lay it out on the line. And at the end of the day, I wasn't 100% positive that I was going to get that reciprocated. Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I think that shows strength in and of itself, that
absolutely,
you're able to put it all out there and you know, it's kind of like blind faith. You just go for it and let the chips fall where they may. And I think just that shows true strength. And I think it helps immensely when it comes to self-growth and character growth. And I think that really set the tone for the relationship with Rachel and I.
I love that you said that in regards to vulnerability, because I was speaking yesterday to a friend here in Austin, and you know, we've heard it a million times, but it came out of my mouth when I said it this time, which was everything was on the other side of courage, right? And so for you to be vulnerable and tell Rachel, your now wife, how you felt, if you weren't courageous in that moment, she probably wouldn't be your wife today.
Correct.
You know, and so I love that about you. I love that you say that, because being vulnerable does sometimes make you fall flat on your face in this regard. But also, you can meet your partner for life.
Yeah. And then I guess at the, like, thinking of it, you know, glass half full type of situation, it's like, okay, yes, if you do fall off flat on your face, you know, you either take the W or it's a learning lesson, right?
It's a learning lesson,
bro. It helps you grow as a person for that next time, you know, you're in that situation, maybe you do things differently, or, you know what I mean?
You do things differently, or what did Leah say? Dust yourself off and try again.
There you go.
At first,
fall down seven times, get up eight. There you go.
Put yourself off and try again.
Rest in peace, Aaliyah. One
Rest
of the greatest.
Peace,
all right, what we got, Mike? What else?
So, Brian, what advice do you have for newlyweds who are settling into married life?
Newlyweds settling into married life.
Yes.
Actually talked about this the other day. One of the important points that our premarital counselor, who actually officiated our wedding, Pastor Carter, shout out to him, he mentioned to always continue to pursue each other and date each other.
Yes.
I think that's very important. You know, marriages, you know, you hear all the time, sometimes could fall into a rut, or, you know, it's just they lose a little bit of that spark. So I think that continuing to date, you know, making it a priority on both your parts, no matter how busy the schedule is on either end, you know, just making that time to go to dinner, go to a movie, whatever the case may be, whatever you guys like to do together, just spend that quality time. Also, a little bit of what we talked about, I believe it was last week, learn how to talk to each other. You know, I think, I believe it was my gem that, you know, a lot of arguments or a lot of heated discussions could be avoided if you guys kind of know how to talk to each other when it comes to, you know, maybe you ask your significant other, like, okay, you brought me this scenario, this question, you need advice, you need me to talk to you about it. Do you want comfort or do you want like that tough love? You know what I'm saying? Like asking that pre-question so that they could tell you what they kind of want to hear, and then you go with that. Because sometimes I think people may perceive the way the partner talks to them in a negative light, and that could lead to issues. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Just learn how to talk to each other. If there was like a communication, like love languages, like a communication language, maybe in a sense. And then also give each other space, man. You came into the relationship as individuals, you know, maintain that individuality. Don't get lost, you know, in the relationship or, you know, focusing on the other person's goals, dreams and desires. Like you have your own, you know what I'm saying? So I think come together, love each other like crazy, love hard, but at the same time, maintain that individuality.
That was my issue in my previous relationship.
What was that?
The individuality aspect.
You got lost or she got lost?
I was like thinking, yo, I got to be all up on her. I have to like, this is her TV show. I got to like learn her TV show, whatever the case may be. These are her friends. I got to be around her friends and kick it with her. I was very much, and also mind you, this was 2017. So 2017, 2016, 2015. So I've definitely changed a lot since then. But that was definitely one of the biggest things about learning to be an individual. Say, hey, I'm going to go kick with my people today. Yeah. I'm going to kick it. Just go to the basketball gym and just shoot hoops with the homies or just some new people, right? And so maintaining that individuality, yeah. I know that you say that.
And that's happened to me before, man. It's like I wouldn't go, you know, in past relationships, there would be at times where it's like I was maybe in like my own rut and I mm-hmm. wouldn't go play ball with the boys. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I would avoid, you know, seeing them and it's like, you know, then all of a sudden your boys are like, oh man, Brian's lost. He's all booed up and he never comes out. Like exactly. We never see him. And it's like, you're too wrapped up in the relationship and you got to remember, you got family, friends, you had hobbies, you know, things you like to do, you know, before you were in that relationship. And I think you should continue to do that to maintain that individuality.
All right. That's good, man. That's good. I'm definitely going to call you when I get newlywed, when I come a newlywed.
All right, let's see. Mike, somebody wrote in, what do you guys think about ultimatums?
Oh, good one.
Am I wrong to tell my boyfriend of 4 years that he doesn't propose soon, I'm going to find someone else who will?
Do we not talk about this often? Like just you and I? I swear we did.
We did. Okay, I think that was going to be our hot take, but this person was obviously reading our minds. So here you go.
Oh man, I don't want to start this one because we definitely talked about this offline, just you and I. I personally, I don't know how someone, effort, this is a hot take, so you can disagree with my hot take, but, and I'm still loving you regardless. I hope you still love me regardless. But
I love you always, Mike, no matter what.
Don't understand how, if you're in love with someone, happy, and they don't want to put a ring on it today, that you leave. I don't understand that. Personally speaking, I don't know if it's a cultural thing in our society in the Western Hemisphere in America. I don't know if it's peer pressure from family, friends, loved ones. But if I am madly in love, matter of fact, Michael B. Jordan, Lori Harvey, perfect example right now, from what we're hearing, what the rumor mill is saying, is that, you know, he wanted to get married and she wasn't ready. She didn't want to get married. It sucks that a relationship ends because one of the parties doesn't want to get married today. Now, with that being said, I don't know. Me personally, I could be with my girl for 47 years and not have been married to her if that's what she desires. If that's what she desires. I would want to be married, but if she desires that, then she desires that. I don't see myself breaking up with someone because I don't want to put a ring on it. And it may be a very religious thing. So if you are an extremely religious individual, I completely get that. Completely get that. I understand that. And I think that your partner should have known that from the beginning. And if they did know that from the beginning, then that's on them. And I think that I just don't see an ultimatum for that reason, personally speaking.
No.
Everyone's going to disagree with me. I understand it. I see your point completely. But if I'm madly in love with you, that doesn't come around every day.
So basically you were speaking from the perspective of you putting an ultimatum on your girl.
No, I've asked the homies this. I'll ask you this right quick. You felt love. You are in love. You have a wife. If you didn't, let's say you didn't have a wife, right? But you felt love before and you don't have that love no more. Would you want to experience that love again? Of like love again, in love again, or would you just rather live the rest of your days without being in love?
No, I mean, I'd want everything to work out perfectly. I'd want to stay in love with the person that I was in love with.
Being in love to me is like one of the highest levels of bliss in life. And so for that one particular reason, I don't want to lose the person that I get to enjoy life with because of marriage.
Gotcha. No, I respect that. I respect that. I mean, I don't think a proposal should be a, like, I don't think that should be like a pressure situation. You know what I'm saying?
So I agree.
I technically don't believe in ultimatums. I think that should just flow naturally and at their own pace. Like, when the person's ready, they're ready. I think it takes away from how special that moment should be. If it's,
that's
like,
all I'm trying to say.
You know, I'm speaking in terms of, let's say, you know, she was speaking about her boyfriend of 4 years. So
4 years.
This is a woman technically putting an considering putting an ultimatum on her boyfriend. So, like, as I don't know how a woman would feel, but like, if I was in her shoes, like, I wouldn't want to feel that I put pressure on this man to want to propose to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want him to want to do it naturally and at his own, on his own timeline, and him doing it because he loves me and wants to spend the rest of his life with me. You know what I mean? So I guess that's why I feel like it would take a little bit of that special aspect of it. But at the same time, I would want to have, if I was her, I'd want to have serious conversations
there
about
we go.
It, right?
I was waiting
it's
for
like,
it.
Why haven't you proposed? Like, what are your feelings on marriage? You know,
I wouldn't
in
ask
particular
the why.
Being the one. Like, what's your outlook on the future?
That's what I would ask.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, more so that question.
Because, like, if he's just beating around the bush and he's not really giving her any concrete answers, then I would understand her frustration. You know what I mean? But, like,
oh, for sure.
If he explains it in a way where it's like, hey, look, this is why, you know, I want to wait for this or whatever. And if that is a good enough reason for you, where that prolongs the situation and you're okay with that, then that's your relationship. You know what I mean? I just don't. At the end of the day, I think those serious conversations should be the determining factor. Like, if they don't satisfy you and you decide to walk, I feel like at the end of the day, if you walk away and he was truly in love with you, like, it'll come back, right? Love will come back to you in a way, potentially. Maybe not, yeah. But you also sacrifice, or you potentially could lose that person forever.
Correct. I want to what you were saying. I'd absolutely agree that there should be conversations had.
Yeah.
I wouldn't ask the person, if I was in her shoes, I want to say to my boyfriend, like, yo, why haven't you proposed to me? No, I would not ask that, because you're making that person come from a defensive aspect, right? And now they're being put in the corner, and that's how they're probably going to respond to you. I would say, hey, this is something I'm considering at some point in time for us. What are your thoughts on this? And she probably has asked that question. It's probably why she's asking us now. So I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt, right? That she's already asked those type of questioning.
Yeah.
But then I would ask, I think she should ask herself internally, what is the reason that I'm considering putting an ultimatum at 4 years?
Correct. Yes. Yes.
And that's an internal question, right? Is it a societal thing? Is it, you know, pressure from friends, family?
Is like, it why is this so important?
Is it a cultural thing? Yeah. Because if you are truly happy, madly in love with this person, I would just hate for you, baby, to like lose that person that you're in love with.
Yeah.
And I would hate for him to lose you as well. Like, this isn't me choosing one side or the other. I just don't think an ultimatum for that reason. Unless, like you said, Brian, he was just saying, hey, I don't ever intend to get married. And then, hey.
That's on you. Like, at that point, you have to make a decision. You know
Correct.
What I'm saying? Like, he lets you know where he stands on the subject, and it's
Correct.
Up to you. If, like, if marriage is so important to you where that's like a deal breaker,
and he's
there, you have
it.
Your answer.
Go. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. All right.
Great question, though. Great question.
Great question. Thank you.
So my girlfriend is very flirty by nature. I know she and I are solid, but it still bothers me to see her, you know, be cute with other dudes. How do I tell her to tone it down without driving her away? Love this question.
See, man, like, just in the question, I have questions, right?
God, you're such a doctor.
Hold on. I'm trying to analyze. I need, like, more context. Like, still bothers me to see her be cute with other dudes. Like, are you interpreting this as being kind, being friendly? Because, you know, there's people out there who's like, hello, sir. Oh, man, she wants me. You know, she's flirting with me. It's like, bruh, there's a difference between flirting and being cordial, nice. So
this is
he
facts.
Is he misinterpreting that? One. And then also, I look back to the when he says, I know she and I are solid. So why do you care? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you are 100% solid, I think that's just insecurity showing on your part, right? I don't think you tell her anything, because I think that's just going to bring up the fact that you do have insecurities. And I think that may be an argument. I don't know. That's just me. Like, you're not letting your girl be your girl, and that's the way she is. That's her personality. That's the person you fell in love with. If you guys are solid and you know that she's not sliding in DMs and you know, hooking up with other dudes on the side, she's just nice and friendly with other guys. And I don't know. I don't know if you make a big stink about that. What do you think?
I make a big stink about that. That term is just funny to me. I don't know if we make a big stink about that. It's just funny to me, right? I think this kind of goes into the previous one about the ultimatum. That's a conversation that you may have, or not necessarily a conversation that you have. It's something that you need to know about your person. Like in the previous question about the ultimatum, you know if that person wants to get married or not, right?
Yeah.
Via asking questions. And this one, homie, your girlfriend is flirty by nature. That's her. You never want to change somebody. Never. You don't want to change an individual who they are. And so therefore, if she's flirty by nature, you either need to get with it or get lost. And I think that you can voice how you feel without making her feel bad. I think there's a way that
how
you can do
you
that.
How would you say that?
I think the way that you say it is like this, right? So I've dated women that a lot of guys might get jealous around, you know? And there's this one example, me and this lady that I was dating, we talked about it. If she's, let's say she has a job to where there's a lot of successful guys around her, right? And she rubs his arm, for example, hey, you ain't got to be that damn flirty, babe. You ain't got to put your hands on his arms, you know?
Okay.
This man got muscles out the wazoo. You ain't got to be doing all that. You know, I ain't doing like that.
don't be copping a feel.
Yeah, don't be copping a feel, babe. And I think that you can come across it funny. I think that humor is a wonderful tool to use to get across how you feel. Babe, you know damn well my muscles ain't set up like that. What you doing? You know, just be funny with it, right? You know, I got string noodles from arms. Just be funny with it if it comes across like that. So that's how I would answer what you just said. But I completely agree with you. If your woman is flirty by nature, then you went into that knowing who she is. You need to accept who she is. I would be funny and humorous if it's going to a point to where it's just really eating at you. But at the same time, I would question myself. If we're solid, yeah. I know she ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I know she and I are solid. And I think that you mentioning like the funny aspect, like I think that that's a great way. That's a great suggestion. And I think that also shows confidence, right? I think if I'm the guy, I just like exude more confidence. Like I don't care about any other guy. Like nobody's coming in between us.
I do understand what you're saying, but you want more context. Like I got to see the situation. Like, oh, she went too far for that one. But yeah. From what it sounds like, she's just being cute with other dudes. First off.
Yeah, we gotta know
if
what
you
that
got a
means.
Cutie, then it is what it is. You're a guy. I don't understand. I always say this. There's a song by Eric Bellinger that I love. He's like, if they're not looking at my girl, I don't want her. Like, I know that the woman I end up with, she gonna turn men and women both gonna try to holler at her.
Yeah, it is what it is, man. Because you gotta not come to the territory, you gotta accept
energy,
that.
Right? Yeah, so if you got a she's cutie with other people. You need to know what you have on your hands, and you need to do something to bring your confidence up, homie.
Confidence, bro, if you're out there. All right. All right, Mike, what is the best relationship advice anyone ever gave you?
So many. Dudes are stupid. Shut up and listen.
Dudes are stupid. Shut up and listen. You heard it here first. Wait, what does that mean? Break that down. What? I need context.
Context. Ask. Ask. Ask in the bedroom.
If you have a question, ask.
Gifting. Ask when it comes to communication style. Ask when it comes to what you want for dinner. Ask. Ask. Just ask your partner. Don't always assume.
We're not mind readers.
Yeah, we're not mind readers. But then also, the caveat is, once you've been in a relationship long enough, you already know. And then just do. And don't stop doing. And don't, what you're doing, this is the other piece of it. What you do in the beginning, you must continue to do forever within that relationship. You opening the doors, you when you walk down the street, whether you're on the outside close to the road, make sure you continue to do those things 4, 5, 35, 75 years down the road.
Yes, absolutely. Don't stop being romantic. Keep dating. Love that.
What about you?
I mean, when I saw this question, my mind went straight to the show. I mean, I've said this before, but just the relationship I got going on was just to focus on Rachel, right? Like, focus on Rachel 100%. Like, make sure that you exhaust every single opportunity to get to know this woman to see if she's the right one for you. Like, don't waste your time focusing on other things, all that external outside noise that, you know, could go on in the show and, you know, other guys get in your heads or whatever the case may be. Like, I never, like, I always had that in the back of my mind whenever I was in situations, you know, with the guys or when I was one-on-one with Rachel. So I would say that during the show. And then, I mean, I'm big on this individuality situation that I mentioned earlier. Just don't lose who you are in the relationship and love each other like crazy and be a unit, be a team, but maintain that individuality.
Yeah. I got you, homie. Individuality. For sure. Agree with that.
What about this next one? Oh, jeez. The preview of this one is just.
That's why I laughed.
All right, Mike, I'm going to ask you.
I'm going to ask you this question.
We don't know, but this person writes in, I love my guy, but he is terrible in bed. And that's just the fact. What is a polite way of telling him he needs to figure that out?
Again,
ask.
If that individual, first off, stop faking. People need to stop faking in the bedroom. You just got to.
If it's trash, you just need to tell them it's trash.
Like, I think that some women, I'm gonna answer it my way, right? I think that some women think that guys come 100% of times. I faked it my damn self before. And then I had to realize I gotta stop faking it. Like, women, stop faking it. Men, stop faking it. And tell that person. I think that she should tell him, but how should she tell him, or how should that individual tell their boyfriend or guy?
Tact. Tact to it.
Definitely tact. I had to teach somebody what the word tact meant. Definitely tact. But then also, I would literally put on a video that you like, and I would say, man, I love this during the video. I love when they do this right here. Or I would read some erotica. And I was like, oh, that sounds so sensual. I love it when it's slow. I would be dropping hints like that. You know what I mean? I love it when it's done slow. I love it when it's not like a rabbit. You know, I have a lot of lady friends that tell me that guys, they fuck like rabbits, right? Which is not how you want it to go down, I would assume. And so that's how I would do it. I would put on a video that I like.
So subtle hints.
I would drop heavy subtle. I'm talking about like 5 times a day subtle hints for like a week, because life is too short not to get your nut. Period. That should be written on a shirt.
Yeah. And facts.
If those subtle hints aren't working after like a week, I'm not talking. Don't be spending more than 7 days on these subtle hints. Then it would just be like, hey, flat out, I'm missing this. I love you. I care about you, and please don't. I don't want this to harm your pride, but I genuinely only want to be with you. And I'm needing this. And that's when it's on that person. They're going to be, they're going to let their ego take over, or they're going to be like, yo, thank you for saying that, baby, because I'm trying to put it on you. And if you get that response, you know it's going down, right?
Facts. That's some A1 advice from a certified sex coach, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first.
Games really help to be able to explore that without hurting someone's ego. Games really do.
So gamify it.
Yeah, definitely. I would highly suggest gamifying it. Highly. And then I would just show them content that I like. I would drop hints like, man, I love it like that. you know, and just have them behind you, and you know that they're looking at your back of your head, and that's how I would do it.
I mean, I agree with you, man. For the most part, I mean, I think we're definitely in the same line when it comes to that. I think the communication is obviously key. I think if the person can highlight, I mean, we don't know if it's all 100% trash. I mean, is there something positive that person brings to the table?
I think he is terrible in bed, and that's just a fact.
Yeah. I guess my thing is, can you highlight something that he does well? Like, hype him up. Like, don't bring him down, like you were mentioning. You know what I'm saying? Like, harp on the positives as a way to then bring in, you know, things that you would like. I mean, you referenced the videos, the games, and things like that. She could basically mention after she kind of pumps him up a little bit, you know, give him that little ego lift. But at the same time, suggest things that he could do that would drive her wild or that she would really like in bed. And at the same time, she could actually take control of the situation. Like, if the dude's on top all the time and she's just not feeling that, like, maybe take control of the situation and guide him maybe a little bit, right? Or just straight up, like you mentioned, communicate in the bedroom, maybe in an erotic way, of what feels good, what doesn't feel good, and, you know, guide the guy to please you the way you want to be pleased.
Well, absolutely agree with that. What you just said, what we call it, the sandwich technique. So the bread is like the compliment.
Yep.
The meat of it is like, hey, you suck shit at this. I need you to do it this way.
And not in those words.
Yeah, not in those words, obviously. Yeah. Then you put another piece of bread at the bottom, which is another compliment. And so then it's easy to digest, right?
Correct.
So
you have
bread, which compliment. The middle is the meat and potatoes of what you suck at, what you need to do better at. And then lastly, the other piece of bread.
At the end of the day, it's your pleasure is at stake, right? You want to have great sex. It is what it is. So, you know, you can't stay silent about it.
And then I would say to that, you know, the thing about when you, I hate to say it, but it's true. You're kind of training your partner. You train your partner. Like, when, let's say I'm dating a girl and I don't respond after 10 p.m. She's learning. I'm not responding after 10 p.m. I might hit her. I might be in bed, and I might hit her back at, you know, 6 a.m. Whatever the case may be. Over time, she probably stopped texting me after 10 p.m. Stop calling me after 10 p.m. And then the vice versa for my lady. If she continues to move her hip, if I'm going down on her, and she continues to move her hip to the left, I slowly need to realize, hey, she like it right here in this crevice that she's making me go.
Yeah,
and so. You got to be able to train your partner as well, verbally and nonverbals, but I'm really big on the verbals.
Yeah. Yeah. At the end of the day, you know, if they're not getting it, you're, like we said, we're not mind readers. They're not mind readers. Like, you have to verbally communicate in order to get anywhere sometimes. So I'm all for that as well.
I'm sorry your person's terrible in bed.
Yeah.
That to me.
Is that a deal breaker for you?
Hell yeah.
But can it be? Would you be willing to work with your partner to get them up to snuff?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, I've been in that position before.
So when would you be like, okay, there's no hope. This is a lost cause. Cut bait. At what point would that be in a situation with you, Mike?
Maybe after, like, I don't know, 50 times of trying.
Okay. After you constantly communicated, they just not getting it?
Well, I'm telling you up front in the beginning of the relationship, all the things, not just from sexual aspect, but I'm a communicator. My love language is quality time. My dialect is quality communication. And so I appreciate communication. That's my dialect. Let's keep it moving. So this person says, Mike and Brian, what is the worst date you've ever went on?
I mean, honestly, I've never had like a nightmare situation date. I mean, I'd love to, you know, create one and just make some stuff up, but I really can't. Like, I've always had okay dates. I've had good dates and great dates, you know what I mean? But the one time I can think of is when I technically got catfished on Tinder. And I met up with the girl, and it was just... It was false advertising. I can't put it any other way. It was not what I was looking at in her profile pics. And
yeah,
I even went with it. I went with it. I was cordial. I was a gentleman. I didn't walk out. We had dinner. You know, we had a nice dinner. We had a nice conversation. But, you know, that was the one and only date that we had.
Yeah.
Just because I was, you know, I was fooled.
Definitely so, man. That's
what about
you? That's happened to me before as well. I've had my share of bad dates. I'm sure I've been, you know, some of the bad date before as well. So I'm not saying I'm not like the best dater. One time, a lady, she brought her best friend with her, and I like bought food and drink for all three of us. And
wait,
it was
time
like,
out, time out, time out.
He you, said the first time out, time out, time out.
So you asked this one lady out on a date, yeah, and she brought her friend?
Yeah.
Like, without even telling you, just
no,
showed up.
I had zero idea until
okay.
I got there first, and then she pulls up. There's a lady with her. I'm like, okay, maybe they just know each other. They walked in together. Her ass sit down too.
So you just rolled with it. You just ordered a whole bunch of food and rolled with it.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do. I was just okay. Like, well, damn, okay. And so now I was like, well, that's a first. You know, I told you about a few of them, right? You know. I want to speak of
wait. So how did that end up? Like what happened? I mean, did you just?
I mean, we had a great time. Like, I'm not gonna let you poop on my evening. I'm having a great time. So we had a great time.
You're gonna roll with whatever scenario is put in front of you.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll with it. Right. I told you, I've had a woman Google me before. I've had a woman look through my wallet before to see what my credit cards were. I remember telling you that one.
That phone one.
Yeah, the phone one.
The text, looking through your text. That was
yeah, looking through my text.
Foul.
I had one that was, I hate to say it, her breath was kind of atrocious. the date was great, but the breath was, whoo, had to stop that one. And then we'll stop right there because hopefully there's no more bad dates.
Yeah, I've dated a girl with gnarly breath before.
You know, they have this scraper. People need to start scraping some because you can brush your teeth every day, but the teeth, you're brushing your teeth, not your tongue. So make sure you get a tongue scraper.
Floss, so, toothbrush.
Yes, definitely.
All that.
All right, let's go to the next one, man.
All right. My girlfriend talks about their ex a lot. She swears she's 100% over the relationship and has no desire to ever get back together with him. But the topic keeps coming up. Am I a chump for letting this go on, or should I cut my losses and end the relationship?
Who?
What do you think, Mike?
You're a chump. That's my thoughts. Like, you gotta tell your person, like, hey, I really don't care about old dude. You're an ex for a reason. Let's stop talking about the past and give this present. That's why it's called a present, because I am the present for you. I'm your gift. It's the present.
So you nip that in the bud hardcore like that.
Yeah.
Like, straight up.
Yeah. Now, if it's like occasion, like, you know, on the settlement occasion, oh, I don't know. I heard this doctor's bad. My ex went to this doctor and it was a bad situation. That to me is like, oh, for sure. You know, I'm glad your ex did it and I didn't have to go through it. You know,
like when you're dating somebody, do you have a problem? Like, because I personally don't have a problem talking about past experiences with exes, like two
That's
people sharing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, just,
that's a different. That's not what that question's asking.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not what the question. I have no. I think that is healthy to talk about the past in order to know the future. That's
to know
healthy.
Who you're dealing with.
To know what you're dealing with. Yes.
Yeah.
That's completely healthy. And then I think there's also times. I just gave an example of someone saying, "Hey, yeah, my ex went to this doctor. He said it wasn't good." There's also times where you can bring up your ex, but this individual just says his girlfriend brings up his ex a lot, and she swears she's 100% over. You're a chump. Like, you need to nip that in the bud. Hey, I don't appreciate you talking about this individual all the time.
Like, I wish we had
like, more context.
Context, examples of like what, you know what I'm saying?
Because, we always want more context, bro.
Yeah.
We stop being a doctor. we don't get it. You know, all this is all we have to go off of.
But I agree with you, man. I mean, I really don't have much to add on that. Like, if it's bad and she just continues to talk about this guy, like you said, she should see you as the present and you're the blessing. You're her future. The past is the past. It's a closed chapter. Like, there's no reason to bring that guy up ever again. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless you maybe have some underlying feelings for him, which could be the case, which I understand why this guy's upset. So, you know, I was going to say maybe, you know, say it in like a different way, like maybe subtly, like, well, you know, it sucks that, you know, he treated you so bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think maybe it's healthy for you to be talking about him. You know what I mean? Because it fucks with your, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, like maybe that way. But at the same time, I think your straightforward approach would also work as well.
Yeah, we're not using funny with this one. We're not using humor with this one. Hey.
Yeah.
Babe, you see this fine piece of meat in front of you? Stop talking about shit. Let's get to it.
There's no need to talk about anybody else.
Yeah, that's how I feel at it.
All right, I feel you on that. All right, what's next? Oh, this one's for you. It's a Mike question. Mike, what are the most important qualities you are looking for in a romantic partner?
I'm passionate.
Take notes, ladies.
I'm passionate with this one. You got to have a passport. You don't have a passport, hey, you better go talk to the USPO and get one. I'm big on culture, big on travel, big on.
Mike's taking you first class.
Yeah, I ain't never took myself first class.
I don't know about all that.
I don't know what you're talking about. I done been in first class, but I ain't paid for it. hey, don't get it twisted. Don't be lying out here on me.
If it's real, you be coaching me.
Yeah, if it's real, we're going to be in coach and be happy. But I'm really big on my partner being able to teach me something. And which means what I'm really saying is that they're passionate about something. They have something that they're extremely passionate about, whether it's volleyball, whether it's reading about Nikola Tesla and 369, whether it's being a teacher. I really value when someone's passionate about something. But the biggest thing that I like in my romantic partner is energy. And that's something that you cannot control, you know? And it's simply a feeling that I get. I remember this one lady, I was in an Airbnb with the homies and we walked down a hall, me and this lady, and it was like a rush just came over me. I had to look at her. And it wasn't like she was God's gift to women. It was just like the energetic thing that was just there. And it was like magnetic for us. And then, you know, I wouldn't talk to her or whatever. But the most romantic things what I'm looking for in a romantic partner is a woman that is fierce, but she also knows she can approach and say what's on her mind as well. I love having feminine energy and masculine energy, and I love for my partner to have feminine energy and masculine energy. I love when we can both, you know, go off of that with one another. Does that make sense?
Yeah. She, like you said, fierce, but then she also can be soft and feminine, like you mentioned, and just
I love that.
Let you maybe take over and then vice versa.
Yeah. I don't want you all soft.
Yeah.
I want you all hard. I want, you know, I'm not all hard. I'm not all soft. I love the mass. It's a blend.
It's a blend.
It's a yin and yang, give and take. Be masculine when I'm feminine. Be feminine when I'm masculine.
I feel you on that.
So let's get to it, man. Let's keep it moving. I recently noticed that my guy follows a lot of IG models on his social. He isn't liking their stuff, but it feels weird that he follows so many hot girls on IG that he presumably doesn't even know. Am I out of time telling him to unfollow? Am I out of line is what I believe she means. Am I out of line telling him to unfollow?
Am I out of time?
I think she means line.
Out of line. Yeah. I mean, making a big stink to unfollow. I mean, again, I don't know if you mentioned me being a doctor and asking for context, but I mean, is this something where you guys started dating and he, you know, was following a bunch of IG models in his single life? I think that she mentioned that he isn't liking their stuff.
She did, yeah.
Right? I mean, I think that's a good sign. You know, does it show a little insecurity on her part that he does follow so many IG models? I think it would be worse if he was liking all their pics, commenting here and there, you know, possibly sliding in DMs, then that's definitely crossing the line. But if that isn't happening, I don't know. I wouldn't worry too much about it. I don't know. Like, because I know somebody, it was actually a guy doing this to a woman in the relationship. They're actually now married, so it's maybe not the best example, and they have a couple kids, but this man made her go through every single guy in her phone. Call these dudes and basically be like, I can't interact with you anymore. True. And these were guys that she knew, like guys that were her friends for years. You know what I'm saying? Like, she just wanted her to cut off communication with every single dude in her past. Correct. Major insecurities. They ended up getting married. I don't know. That's their issue. Happy works for them. Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, essentially, immediately when I saw this question, I went to that scenario, and it's like I can see her like behind his phone, and he's just like going girl by girl, like unfollow. I don't know. I don't know if all that is necessary. I mean, if he's all about you and he's giving you the attention and the love that you desire, and like the other guy said in the other question, that you guys are solid, then I wouldn't worry about it too much. I mean, maybe you follow some guys on your Instagram that, you know, he could possibly say the same thing about. I mean, he's not raising an issue on that. So I wouldn't make it an issue until it becomes an issue, but that's just me. What do you think?
If y'all are solid, then you need to just allow him to like look at some hot girls. I mean, if y'all are solid, if he's showing you that love, showing you that attention, it is what it is. When we are in relationships, you are not the only woman in this world. He Correct. Is not the only guy in this world.
We all have eyes.
Yeah, we all have eyes. And so it's going to always be that way for the rest of your entire life. He's going to work with somebody that's hot. It may happen. Get over it. I would be sweeter to you if I was in person with you, baby, but I'm not. So that's just the answer. If he's showing you love and attention, he's not liking it, not commenting it, he's just following them, let the boy follow.
Yeah, in that sense, he's being respectful. He's not disrespecting the relationship, right?
Yeah, he's not disrespecting the relationship. Just let him follow.
All right, here we go. Next question we got. Let's see. Okay. My fiance comes from a good amount of money, and his family wants me to sign a prenup. Am I wrong for not wanting to sign? It feels like just a bad way to start a marriage. Help.
Me and my mom have had this conversation, and my mama hates my response.
What does mama think first?
Mama thinks that, hell no, we ain't signing no prenup. That's what my mom thinks, right? That's how she feels. That's in her heart. It's cemented in her heart of how she feels.
What's the reason behind that, if you don't mind me asking? Like, is that just the way she was raised? Like, no,
me and my mom broke it down. That's just a complete emotional thing. She doesn't care. And I respect her for it.
Okay.
There's zero logic behind it. We've broken it down. And she's just like, hey, this is just
what I want. That's her preference.
Yeah, it's her preference. And I will never get mad at someone's preference. For me, I don't see, you know, I'm driving a car, I'm still going to put a seatbelt on. I don't ever intend to get in a car wreck, but that seatbelt going to be on. That's my response.
That's a good analogy. It's a good analogy. I mean, I get the sentiment of you feeling, you know, it's a bad way to start a marriage.
You be so sweet. Answer her question. You being so sweet.
And, you know, it should be about love and not about money. But like in your specific situation, your fiance came into the relationship with a hell of a lot of money and a hell of a lot of wealth. And I think you just need to think of it logically and put yourself in his situation and his point of view. Like, would it be fair if something happens in your relationship and you are basically potentially could get half of his family's fortune? Like, if you think about it like that, like, do you really feel like you're entitled to that? I mean, if the answer is no, then I think you just sign the damn paper, because at the end of the day, if you're truly in it for love, then it shouldn't matter. Like, if she makes a huge stink about it, I don't know, maybe you might want to question her intentions. Like, are you looking to trap this dude to get that money? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you are, whoever you are out there, but I mean, if it's truly about love, then you just sign it. I don't know. That's just me, especially in this specific scenario.
That's how you feel. There's nothing wrong with how you feel. You know, that's your hot take on it. We do agree on this hot take, but I would say, baby, the statistics are not in our favor, not just your favor, our favor, with, you know, half of marriages ending in divorce, you know, number one reason being financial. And so if you love that person, I wouldn't let a piece of paper come in between that love.
Question, would you want to sign, like, let's say, like
this scenario? The answer is yes. I would sign a prenup if my woman was worth $100
million. No, yes, of course. Yes, that's, I agree with that. But let's say you guys are starting from scratch. Like, y'all don't have this
and
wealth.
She wants
that
a prenup?
And you guys, and yeah, like, let's sign a prenup, babe. And you guys don't have anything.
I'm going to sign it.
You'll sign it. Okay.
Yeah. I'm a firm believer. I know how much I really like love. I really love love. And so I'm not going to let a prenup get in between that. To me, I look at it like a car seat. I mean, not a car seat, but a seatbelt.
You're gonna put it on,
for safety purposes, or vice versa. She's like, "Baby, I need you to put the seatbelt on." All right, cool. I don't expect us to get in a car crash.
Gotcha. All right.
So, so we're gonna do this one. The last question. I love these. I love the rest. There's like four more. I would love them all. But I'm a 36 year old, and I'm one bad date away from being forever single, tatted on my forehead. Should I just accept? And I'm going to be single forever? Or how can I stay optimistic that my person is still out there? I think this is great for you, Brian, knowing your history.
I go back to the same, man. Fall down 7 times, get up 8. You got to continue to put yourself out there.
How old you went on The Bachelor, Brian?
What's that?
Tell us how old you were when you went on The Bachelor.
37.
37 for
Michael,
y'all that don't know.
37, yes. I was the eldest of the men. But yeah, man, I think you just got to continue to put yourself out there, embrace the journey, get the learning lessons from each encounter that you have. And I don't know, maybe switch it up. Like, there's different types of men out there. Like, I'd love, again, context. Are you just dating in your little bubble of a city? Like, maybe you need to move to somewhere where it's a little bit more diverse, go abroad, you know, live 6 months in Italy. You never know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe you find somebody, the love of your life, in another country. Like, your soulmate maybe isn't necessarily in a 20-mile radius of where you are. You know what I'm saying? Like,
very true.
I think you just gotta expand your horizons a little bit and see, man. I just don't ever give up, though. Don't ever give up. There's somebody out there for you, and you just maybe gotta switch it up a little bit and think differently.
I feel this individual. I'm 34, be 35 later this year. I feel you. I honestly want to say sorry to the people in my close circles. I've been disgruntled like the last few months. I'm kind of over people asking me, am I single? And the answer is yes. That shit is annoying. So I feel you. I'm completely understanding. And what I'm doing is literally focusing on me. What I like, I'm trying to become the person that I want to attract. I am very selective. And so I feel that I'm not up to my future wife's standards. And that's how I'm looking at it. That's just the way my brain operates. And so I'm just focusing on being a better me. And I would tell you, babe, just focus on being a better you and do the things that you love. You know, you like kickboxing, go to kickboxing class and just, you know, become freaking black belt, whatever the case may be. You might meet somebody in that regard. Do what your heart desires and the person will come.
Amen. Amen. And with that being said, we will wrap this show up, man. We just want to thank everybody for turning in these amazing questions. We hope that, you know, you enjoyed our answers and we could give a little bit of insight to your situation and help you out in that sense. And we just appreciate you guys for tuning into today's episode.
I think the cool thing about a lot of these questions is that our answers weren't quote unquote the answer that you want to hear, you know? Which is why I continue to love the platform that we have and talk on, because we're just being honest about our thoughts.
Yeah.
And so if you disagree with us, it's perfectly fine. I'm going to love you. I hope that you continue to love us. That's why we call them hot takes, you know? I do want to say thank you to all those that sent in, and sorry for the ones that we couldn't get to them, but thank you and continue to send them all in, because we are definitely going to get to them. I love when we do episodes like this. It's so fun for us.
Yeah, definitely fun. Definitely got to do these every once in a while to keep it fresh.
Yes, yes, yes.
And with that being said, guys, we don't necessarily have any specific gems for you guys today, but hopefully by answering these questions, we dropped some gems for you all out there and helped you all navigate love and your relationships. And, you know, keep sending those questions in, because like Mike said, we love doing these episodes, and, you know, hopefully we can help a lot of people out there. What do you think, Mike?
Definitely so, man. Definitely.
And again, to all of our listeners, thank you for tuning in to today's episode. We love y'all.
No, definitely. So thank y'all for writing in. We truly appreciate it. And you know, we always love to hear those opinions. Continue to write those in. Your stories, your insights. So please don't forget to like, comment, follow. Message us on social at Talking Out, BS and Bachelor International on IG. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and listen to us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And baby, continue to DM me once you've already subscribed. Love you.